The Nottingham Panthers head coach, Rich Chernomus, has flown in from North America. Good flight?
Long flight, but no holdups. It was basically 15 hours in the air and stuff, and including a wait in Dublin for 2.5 hours. So, no, it's good. I'm just a little bit, eyes are a little heavy right now, but I'll be ready to get going here in the next couple of days.
Good, good. We're looking forward to having more detailed talks. And like you say, I know I can see that your eyes, you're struggling to keep them open. But in essence, the one question we've got for you is, are you happy with the way the squad shaped up in the end?
Well, I think so. You know, like I said, right from the start, I wanted to have guys that, we're going to be guys that we're going to be tough to deal with. And I think we have that, and especially the character of a lot of these guys that have good size. I mean, they're willing to drop their gloves to protect their teammates. Combined with, I think they're down the middle where with Hurtubise and Pither and Perlini, I mean, and Lacko, I mean, we got four pretty solid centermen there, and good size on the wings, combined with some guys that can score goals. And I don't need to say any more about our back end. I mean, our back end is a little bit bigger than our forwards, and the versatility and the mobility is going to be the big thing, and we'll just kind of play that and see how that starts and goes, especially after the first two exhibition games against Cardiff. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited knowing that we've got some good experience and we've got a lot of younger guys that are, I expect them to be very hungry and play with a lot of passion.
A lot of big guys, as you said. I mean, we tongue-in-cheek took the mickey out of you at one point because you signed one guy who was only 6'2". And then we realised we were looking on the wrong page and he was really 6'4". So we forgave you that. But they often say if a big guy can skate, obviously a good big guy will beat a good little guy and what have you. But then sometimes the knock on big guys is, oh, he doesn't skate very well. But it's surprising how often they end up standing in the right place, isn't it?
Depends where you're standing in the stadium. If you're sitting up in the loges and you're watching a big guy skate, sometimes he looks, sometimes at that level, really quite slow until you get him down on the ice, until you get yourself down on the ice level and guys are moving pretty good. I mean, the whole, idea behind that is that, to endure game after game, as many games as we're going to play this year, I mean, you have to have strength. And yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say that you have size, but if you don't play big, the size doesn't matter. And that's the one thing that, is my responsibility, is to get these guys to play hard, compete hard, and use, their size to their ability to help create opportunity for puck possession by knocking other players off the puck when we're, playing against our opponents.
Cardiff, you mentioned them already. Double winners. Good yardstick for us. Good game to come and watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like a, this is like a Formula One race. There's a whole process, where you start in the final race, and it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And it's going to be a process from the start. I mean, Cardiff, looks like for the most part of re-signed a lot of their players and their team from last year. And when you do that, normally, guys already know each other, so they tend to get off to a little bit better start at times. Not to say that they will, but they've added, Mike Hedden and Dixon, who both played in DL last year, and they're both pretty good players. So I think that, they're not going to be any weaker than they were last year. But you just never know during the season what happens with injuries, and sometimes guys just have bad years. And but I really, I'm really expecting our guys to really bring a much more consistent effort and results than the team did last year.
And the bottom line is, we have to worry about our guys.
Absolutely, and because there is, going to be a relatively new kind of face to the team with so many new players and so many new players coming from North America, combined with, you know, a few of the guys that have played over here in Europe. That always takes some time, and you have to be patient in that sense for that, you know, that chemistry to gel. And sometimes what you write down on paper when it comes to lines and defense partners doesn't necessarily work. So you got to kind of, you know, work that out during the preseason. But I'm really excited because I just think that with what we have or what we potentially, you know, can have here, we have a good balance. And and I definitely think that we have enough skill. And it's just a matter of, you know, getting everybody to on the same page, doing the things that they're asked to do, and you know, playing with a lot of consistency right from the start and to the end of every game.
We're looking forward to it, Rich, very much so. And like you say, it all starts, and we're working flat out on the paperwork. You know, it's not easy to get visas and what have you, but everyone, folks, most if not all the guys should be here for that visit for Cardiff, August 11th. Tickets on sale now for that and the next four home challenge games, international challenge games, sponsored by Internet Motor Parts. This is Panthers Radio with Zynomics, talking to the man in charge, Rich Chernomaz. We'll talk to him again for the next few days. You're going to get sick of hearing his voice, those dulcet tones telling you to buy a ticket for August the 11th.